64, no tax.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, when pigs fly out that syringe, yeah, maybe then we'll believe the government's propaganda on swine flu and everything else that they throw out at us. This week, kicking off Celebrate Mercury Free Dentistry Week. Just got an email from Charlie Brown here, and this is a great time to remind everybody that if they have mercury in their mouths, it's time to get it out, much less the mercury in the shots as well. Listen, half of all Americans will suffer from mental health woes. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Well, the CDC says it so it must be, right, Robert? If the CDC says it, it's like the tablets coming down from Mount Ararat, wherever it came from, Mount Sinai. The tablets, the Ten Commandments, that included half of all Americans will be mentally ill because the CDC says so. I've got that linked up at robertscottbell.com and a whole host of absurd stories parading as news. But in fact, it's nothing more than government propaganda, pharmaceutical propaganda. It's time for some vaccine propaganda blowback. And that's going to happen a little later, especially when my dear friend Bill Stanton joins me on the air here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. All the links up there. Phone number to call in if you'd like to be part of the show. Yes, there is a number live today for the next couple of hours, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If we're not half of us mentally ill by the end of the program because the CDC says so. I will quote from them, about half of Americans will experience some form of mental health problem at some point in their life. A new government report warns, and more must be done to help them. Anybody hear through and see through that propaganda? On half of Americans, mental health problem. What is a mental health problem? Whatever the CDC says it is, don't ask questions. The psychiatric profession, the DSM manual. In order to basically drug every American, we must define every American emotion as evidence of a mental illness that must be drugged. Because, of course, we know that mental illness is, well, it's evidence of a psychiatric drug deficiency, disease, or disorder. Whatever they want to call it, the DSM says it. You have a lack of vitamin P. We got to get that Prozac, Paxil, and a little bit of vitamin Z for Zoloft in you. Now, it needs to be asked, and of course, it takes the Robert Scott Bell Show to ask it, from where do mental health woes in America originate? See that proper English? You love that? From where do mental health woes in America originate? We could say it like, where's them mental health diseases come from? You like that better? From where do mental health woes in America originate? From the people who put together the government reports that warn us that we all have gone mental. That's where it originates from. It originates from government bureaucrats, do-gooders from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Back and forth, open door, revolve between government and big pharma and big psychiatry. Here's what mental illness is. You ready for this? Not approved by government, not approved by the DSM. Here's what mental illness is, and let's all enjoy it together, shall we? Mental illness is a government-induced disease defined by deficiency of some FDA-approved psychiatric medication. Okay, trying to make it as simple as possible. We don't want any sixth grader to go undrugged. They need to understand this, too. If they have an emotion outside of the ordinary, what is that? Well, if it disrupts the classroom, For children, it's not necessarily vitamin P, although they'd love to put you on Prozac, kids. It starts with vitamin R, Ritalin, methylphenidate, PMP, a chemical kissing cousin to PCP, angel dust. You feeling good about that government report now, huh, Mom and Dad? Are you? Mental illness, government-induced disease, defined by a deficiency of some FDA-approved psychiatric medication. Guess what, boys and girls? Nutritional deficiencies don't even exist. They don't exist, and anyone who dares say otherwise will be branded as mentally ill. Yes, I can see it now. Headlines read, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, not half mentally ill, but all mental. We've all gone mental because we all agree here, do we not? That mental disease is evidence of a nutritional deficiency. And I'll go you one better. It's evidence of a toxin proficiency disease. It's evidence of heavy metal toxicity. And I'm not talking about too much AC/DC. No, not at all. We're talking about deficiencies in nutrients. We're talking about essential fat deficiencies for which the entire pharmaceutical industrial complex is deficient. Even the ones that produce Omicor, the prescription drug esterified fish oil that can create liver damage. What other essential fat can create liver damage? It's only Big Pharma gets its hand on nature and corrupts it so. And then, of course, you know what you're dealing with. Nutritional deficiencies don't exist, and anyone who says otherwise will be branded as mentally ill. Do you feel like some days that you're living in a George Orwell novel? Is Dr. Aldous Huxley in the house? This is how they redefine everything. By government fiat. By government edict. And you're looking for the government to solve the problems that the government creates? In conjunction with your friendly neighborhood pharmaceutical industrial complex representative. That might be your son's or daughter's pediatrician. And we'll get to that. Did you hear about the pediatricians that are getting rid of the patients and the parents who are not vaccinating their children? Oh, the great danger of unvaccinated children to the vaccinated ones. Well, we'll get into that. I'm sure Bill Stanton will have one or two things to say about that. If you have an idea of what a mental illness is, and it's different from what I've described, by all means, call me on the Robert Scott Bell Show live this holiday weekend. We're kicking off the Labor Day weekend. That's right, Labor Day. Today you wake up and realize two-thirds of the year are done and you've been paying for government for most of them. Isn't that lovely? Did you hear that story about all that money being paid out, $5 billion, I think, being paid out of earned income tax credits to illegal aliens that have Social Security number accounts? Isn't that lovely? Do you feel better about yourself now? Now you've got a mental illness. I know, Robert, you did it. You caused me to have a mental illness. You made me think. I didn't want to think I was blissfully happy on pharmaceutical drugs. And you dare, how dare you bring up the fact that it is government-inducing dependence that is destroying the spiritual essence of life on planet Earth. Yes, destroying it. Did I say that? Yes. Oh, my gosh. If you are a spiritual person, dare I say even a religious person, and I know those definitions can be corrupted by others, however you perceive it, the government doesn't like that. It must turn all religious beliefs, all spiritual beliefs, into some form of mental illness as well. You realize that. When the Department of Homeland Security says, you conservative folks with religious values that oppose abortion are the real danger, are the real potential terrorists in America, you understand that true spirituality is a great danger to government dependence. Therefore, everybody must be branded if you have a spiritual bent into some strange cult. And that could be modern orthodox belief systems within Christianity, within Judaism, or any other religion that isn't even massively, in the majority. Government cannot handle people that have the freedom to recognize their place in the universe that differs from and that is not subjugated to the official government propaganda, which is, as we know today, mental illness for everyone, or at least half of us. Of course, how long till which half is indistinguishable from the other, because we'll all be on medication. Why has the government organized and coordinated sting operations attacking private buying clubs and raw milk producers, real milk producers, Amish or otherwise, if these people were not a threat, not to the people of America, but to the government, the de facto government, the U.S. Incorporated, the government that was stolen and converted into a plot, if you will, to develop a one world order? The U.S. government, the de jure government, the Republic of these United States was the thing that stood in the way of this new world order, or even regional governance among the North American unions, of which Rick Perry, the slick Rick Perry in Texas, was all for that Trans-Texas Corridor. He was all for the mandating of Gardasil shots for all little girls in Texas before he was against them. You ever heard that before? And his weak apology falls on deaf ears here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this is a Bilderberg candidate. And you want to talk about GOP candidates? You want to talk politics here? Political healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show? That's okay. We do that too. And you can call in with your questions or comments on that, whether it be political healing as well, at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 for the next couple of hours. GOP candidate stances on health care mask their records as governors. Three current or former governors running for president are united in their commitment to repealing President Obama's health care law, but have had wildly divergent approaches. And I'm here to tell you that there's only one candidate who will roll back the medical monopoly and defend individual liberty and health freedom. And it is not Romney, Perry, or Huntsman. It is he who must not be named by the pharmaceutically conflicted old media. Yes, that's right. Ron Paul, the good doctor, threatens the global status quo like no one else since the dawn of the American Revolution. Are you on board? Stay with me. We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking that health world today, live this Labor Day weekend. Thank you for being here. There are no cheap seats here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Even if you listen to it in tape delay, you have no nosebleed section here. And as I've said before many times, if you do happen to get a nosebleed, you have homeopathic phosphorus that will help to reduce some of that bleeding. Maybe eliminate it altogether. But this is where we go. Health, freedom, liberty on all levels. Economic healing as well as political. As we mentioned, the governors. The bogus actually, one governor I kind of like who's running for president, but he's not getting much traction. It's kind of like Ron Paul 4 years ago, Governor Gary Johnson. He's the only guy, by the way, that could beat Ron Paul in a bike race. You won't beat him in the vote count this year, but he could beat him in a bike race. But then Ron Paul at 76 will wipe the floor with any other presidential candidate in a bike race at 70. This guy's amazing. It's just amazing. He's like, yeah, old, you bring up my age? Let's take down all the Republican candidates, bring them down to Houston when it's 100 degrees with 100% humidity. We'll go for a 20-mile bike ride, see how everybody does. I love that. Who says he doesn't have some machismo, some gusto there? Congressman Dr. Ron Paul, the good doctor. Now, what ails this? As I mentioned, Obamacare, they say, oh, we all want to repeal it. Yet, of course, Mitt Romney was all about Romney Care and the states. And I agree that the states have their ability to do things that the feds don't like, but if it violates even state constitution, you know, is there something in the state constitution of Massachusetts that would force people, that would allow the states to force you to participate in an economic activity? I don't think that's constitutional in any state, under any state constitution in the nation. But, you know, would it be that the feds need to go in there and mandate or unmandate? I think the states, the people of the states are closer to home, can overturn these things. Of course, the concept of sovereignty is lost. It falls on deaf ears within governments and with state. In fact, you use the term sovereign and sovereignty, you're likely to get on a terror watch list. Never mind that the whole basis for the American governance was based on removing sovereignty from the crown and bringing it back to where it really belonged, to the people, we the people. That we would not be subjugated by government, that the government would be a servant to the people. Not to supply all of our needs, but simply to protect individual liberty, to allow for a level playing field, so to speak. And should there be violations via force or fraud engaged upon one person or another, that would be a violation of the fundamental right to life, liberty, or property. And therein lies the legitimate way that the government would intercede or interact on our behalf. But not right now, to basically give out everything and then, basically, if you declare your independence from it, which everybody is in reality, that is, but the surreal unreality of the reality programming that has happened by the federal government, it means most Americans believe that they are subjects. They are subject to the jurisdiction within the 10-mile square District of Columbia, the swampland, the reclaimed swampland of Washington, D.C., and all of the minions there who love to rule over us. And nothing is more egregious and heinous, well, you could always argue there could be other things, than the destruction of health sovereignty, the freedom to heal, the freedom to eat food as it's grown, the freedom to drink milk as it comes out of a cow, should we decide to do so without government intervening and saying, nope, we must alter it, we must genetically modify it, we must pasteurize it, we must radiate it, whatever they want to do to it. And we have got to such a degree, a low level of survivability here in America, that we, the people, no longer believe in freedom. We believe in what they call regulation. Oh, but that's, Jen, we need to regulate that. I mean, people might get hurt. If they drink milk, it might come, oh, they might start laughing. It'll come out their nose. And my gosh, if it's not pasteurized, can you imagine the microbes in their nose suddenly? Never mind The mucous membranes, the cilia, the hair. The real, where's the immune system? Oh, it doesn't exist. Washington, D.C. is our immune system now. The FDA is our immune system now. We're all a bunch of wussy-footed Americans. We can't think for ourselves. We can't heal ourselves. We have to have permission of the government to do it for us. And yet, the pharmaceutical industrial complex in league with the, what do they call it? The military industrial complex? I covered this over the last weeks on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the militarization of the vaccine industrial complex. There is so much movement to enforce vaccine edicts and mandates. Why? Why is there such a desperation? Where in our state constitutions, where in the federal constitutions does it allow, does it mandate the federal government shall force all people to become sheeple and roll up their sleeves and accept experimental injections for their own good? Have you found it? Anybody out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show this Labor Day weekend? Nowhere? Am I missing something here? If I am, it's a simple call. A simple call. Just pick up the phone and say, Robert, you're off your rocker. Of course there are mandates in the Constitution. Of course the states are mandating experimental medicaments, injections into children as young as 0 days old. Let me know. Call me, 800-259-5791. I'll be have a little more leeway with the calls, because it is a Labor Day weekend. If you don't, that's all right. I'll just rattle on and keep it rocking and rolling here. Grateful for the opportunity. By the way, it's 6 days a week now. Did you know that? If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's not just every Sunday, the first day of the week, here on GCN Live, which we love doing, and all of our wonderful affiliates around the country. It is also five additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. Did I forget to mention that? Well, now I remembered. robertscottbell.com. CDC, novel flu strain. Do you believe it? The CDC declares that there's a novel flu strain that is attacking children. It is the big bad flu. Could it be back? Could it be here in a way that we are so scared we're all going to have to run and get our shots? We'll go see first. We'll all go see the new movie Contagion. Did you hear about this new movie Contagion coming out? Covered it this week. This is a propaganda piece, just like the movie Outbreak in the 1990s, that will basically glorify the vaccine industrial complex, will basically highlight the reality that we're all doomed until the CDC and the World Health Organization come together. We need to give them more money. We need to go into more debt. We need to enslave our grandchildren before they're even born just so we can be alive to see them. And we need more shots. The CDC, two children sickened by novel swine flu strain. A new strain of swine flu has shown up in two children in Pennsylvania and Indiana who had direct or indirect contact with pigs. With pigs! They're rolling around in the mud, wallowing like pigs! You know what I call? I call BS on this modified H1N1, H3N2, R2D2, mutant, variant, predictable swine flu propaganda. Stay far away from flu vaccines. And the people still duped into getting them. What do you think, Ari? You agree?
Yes.
Yes, my little girl agrees. She snuck into the studio here while I'm live on the air. But she knows no needles coming near my kids. You would take your life into your own hands if you attempted it, Doc. Remember the saying of my good friend Michael Badnarik, the champion of the Constitution there in Good to Be King. As he's referenced on this show, Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring the 45, we'll see who makes a bigger hole. When you realize how dangerous and experimental these shots are, you understand how important it is to stand up for health, freedom, and liberty, and to protect your children from government and the pharmaceutical industrial complex. More of that after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't admit. No woman be here. I just came to watch.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Take it to Rush Coffee. I mean, in the shade, somewhere
big. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
this? Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yeah, I know I upset some people every time I bring that statement up about the doctors vaccinating and me or anyone else being armed in defense of your children. But, God, if you have children, you understand what I'm talking about. If you perceive a threat to your child, are you then not obligated to protect them? Or do you just turn them over to the doctors in the state because they claim jurisdiction over them? Is that what you do? Look at Marianne Godboldo. She was exonerated, if you will, in the courts, at least from the criminal charges, for finally standing up for her parental authority and the violation that the state did in regards to basically attacking, breaking down her door to steal her child for no legitimate lawful reason. At what point do Americans say enough is enough? To the government, you do not own my children. Are you at that point? Do you realize the contracts of adhesion that you've entered into via asking permission of the state to marry? I get so ticked off, I'm sorry, I do, by everybody that wants, I want to be recognized to be married too. right? You get into the controversy of gay marriage. If you were smart, you would not want anything to do with the government and your right to contract with another adult. I didn't get a marriage license. Am I married? You're darn straight I am. Happily for how long? Am I nearing 20 years? 17 at least? Didn't ask for permission. None was required. Why? Where did we get this idea? We have to ask permission of government. Whatever happened to it being between you and your wife and God? Maybe in the church. Could you do it there? Could you register these major family events in the Bible, in your family Bible, whatever it is? Or have we come now to the point where we don't believe anything is real unless the government stamps it on your forehead? Because this is how millions and millions and billions of Americans are living. As if they can't determine anything about life without approval by government. And if you go back to the origin of this context and concept of marriage licenses, it was all about after the 14th Amendment, citizens became, Abe Lincoln, the savior of the universe. And then they created a new level of citizen, a federal citizen, who then had to ask permission if you wanted to marry someone who was not of your race. You want to marry a black person? Nope, not a lot. Well, you got to ask permission. And then somehow along the way, Americans got conditioned. Doesn't happen all at once. Not snap of the finger and everybody gets a license, but over time, it becomes a natural and normal thing for Americans who used to go within their own religious institutions to marry or file their own records in their family Bible. And there was no need for this stamp of approval until we became federal citizens, until we all became subjects of the government. Just like we were subjects under the Crown of England. Just like our founding fathers and framers as well recognized that we are born of God. Yes, I said it. And I know it upsets some people, but that, hey, look, to your own belief is your own. I don't mind if you don't believe the same way I do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me. As long as you don't try to force your beliefs on me, we're cool. We're good. But some people get upset when you speak of these spiritual things. Can't help it. It's who I am. And I don't try to basically convince anybody of anything that they don't want to be convinced about. You know, you want to learn about the way to heal? I'm going to tell you. And I'm not going to ask the government or the FDA for permission either. And of course, what is that, Tom? Back in studio, he said the only good thing about marriage licenses are tax breaks and adultery. Oh, good Lord. What? Okay, I understand the tax breaks. See, that's of course, social engineering. I know it's a joke, Tom. I know it's a joke. That's social engineering, though. This idea is that, of course, well, unless we stamp your child's forehead with a 9-digit number, you cannot get the tax benefits of having that child. You artificialize that child. Have you done that? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to say, no more? My child shall not be a slave to you. That's another question here to ask this Labor Day weekend. Labor or slavery? Childbirth and labor? Could it be? Coming right back with more powerful healing on the United States of Health Talk Radio, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to my sponsors. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from 3 fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you handle it? Can you handle information unapproved by government censors? Because you got it. Whether you like it or not at this point, you are in the United States of Health Talk Radio audience, and I am appreciative of your presence here. RobertScottBell.com. Again, special thanks to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, where I get much of my whole food nutrition. And I just give him a call, 866-939-BELL. Oh, wait, that's my number. You know, 866-939-BELL. Did I tell you that 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can call me, leave a message, get on the air sometime, somewhere, somehow? 866-939-BELL, 2355, that is. But if you want some whole food nutrition, you need to call Jonathan at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. As well as my good friend Dr. Stephen Huer. He's not technically, he's a nutripath, nutritional guy. But he's great. 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 for the One World Whey product protein that will increase glutathione levels, help you detoxify from the garbage coming out of big government. That half of us will all be mentally ill. We're all already mentally ill if we've been raised by government and trying to undo that damage. It's a task, but it's a task we're up for here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'm glad you're here with me. Now, how are they going to convince us that we need more, not less, government intervention? Like the controversy over FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. How did we survive hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes before FEMA and Jimmy Carter, right, signed it in? How did we do it? Oh, we're all not really here. We're all a figment of each other's imagination because there was no FEMA before, what, 1978 or so? No FEMA. We're not really here. Everything ended. It's an alternate universe. It's a Star Trek episode that never aired. Well, here's how they're going to do it. They're no longer calling themselves FEMA. They don't want you to think of themselves as a federal agency. And don't say the word government. G word? Oh, my gosh, the G word's as bad as an F word now. The G word. What is that? Government. Don't say government. No. And I have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Another brilliant piece by my good friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. Meet your new federal family. And don't use the word government, please. It's a great satire piece, as the regulation and reputation of the U.S. government is now in shambles. The feds are turning to the same bait-and-switch tactics used by the Corn Refiners Association as they try to rename high-fructose corn syrup to the more innocent-sounding corn sugar. Oh, it's just corn sugar. The federal government no longer wants to be called a government at all. Instead, you're supposed to refer to them as your federal family. Well, that explains it. That's why they own you. That's why they own your children. They're really your family. That's right. I'm serious here, as is Mike Adams. The word down from FEMA, which announced last week under the direction of President Obama and Secretary Janet Napolitano, the entire federal family is leaning forward to support our state, tribal, and territorial partners along the East Coast. Tribes! Now we're all a bunch of tribes! You got the Jewish tribes, the Christian tribes, the Native American tribes, the African American tribes, all a bunch of tribes! Territorial partners. You could be our territorial partners. Sign up here. Get your social security number. Stamp your child. Get them shot up. Injected. Let's put a little thing to track them throughout their life. Family? Unless we're part of an organized crime family, it's not a family, but it's what they want us to believe. It's all about basically changing the words to make us more sound more friendly. FEMA, we're here to take away your firearms. But don't worry, it's just like Uncle Joe coming in to borrow your gun. He'll give it back. Yeah. Mob mentality. It is time. It is time to just acquiesce, roll over. Your blood family doesn't exist. It's the federal family. How are you linked together? Well, you're born, you get a certificate of birth. You're not alive until the government says so. Family Bible, what's that? That's just like a comic book cartoon. Pay no attention to the family Bible. Just sign on this dotted line here. Give your kid a 9-digit number. He's part of the family, the federal family. Do you like making your kid a slave to the debt that can never be repaid? Is that what you feel good about, Mom and Dad, huh? Listen, Labor Day should be laborious. Labor Day weekend, you should be thinking about the tough stuff here. If you're a parent, if you're not even, if you're part of the family, because it doesn't matter whether you have kids or your mom or a dad, you're part of the federal family now. Where high fructose corn syrup is just corn sugar. It's just corn sugar. And that corn cob, you know what they want to do with it? It's genetically modified. You know what I want to do with it? Send it right back to Monsanto and the dunderheads in government who approved it and said, oh, yeah, it's the greatest thing ever. It's absolutely wonderful. We can't do without it. Well, we can here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, can we not? This is where independence, health, freedom, liberty is restored in media. Tell your friends about it. I'm not relying upon the government for anything here, least of all their willingness to tell. Hey, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's not approved by government. You think they're going to say that? Am I part of the family? I don't know if I want to be part of that family, do you? Coming right back with more powerful healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't go anywhere.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
That's all right. If you want to be quiet on this Labor Day holiday weekend, you can be. But if not, you have an hour and plus time to call me at 800-259-5791. Bill Stanton, my dear friend, is going to be joining me on the air next hour. We're going to tackle the more of the vaccine controversy as well. We may talk presidential politics if you want to chime in on any of those things. But in studio, Tom's asking me about carpal tunnel, so I thought I'd, you know, capture that issue as those that work all the knobs and bells and whistles and buzzers and stuff in a environment like that, or even those that type all the day at their keyboard, sometimes suffer from what they call carpal tunnel syndrome. Do you know about this carpal tunnel? Now, there may be many real causes to this, but I'll go back to the basics, as I always do here, in explaining the basic physiological imperatives of the cells themselves. That when they're used, when they're abused, when they're overused, as they are in many cases when you're doing even video games, like the kids that have, I'm just constantly moving their fingers like that, you have more need for the body to basically feed the cells, detoxify the cells, regenerate the cells. And so many of us are deficient in key nutrients like selenium, like the ability that we need to produce glutathione. You heard, you know, Stephen Huer on this program a number of times talking about elevating glutathione production. Why is that critical? Well, without glutathione, we cannot cleanse the cells of the body, much less the cells of the liver. And so if we have metabolic waste increasing, think about this in terms of an Achilles injury. The Achilles heel, this is the hero's journey. Oh, my gosh, they got him right in the Achilles heel. And, of course, this injury lingers. Why? It's a difficult area to recover. And that area gets basically accumulates the toxic poisons, don't cleanse as well. And so you have to work extra hard in the case of carpal tunnel to address the cleansing of the entire body and the entire cellular system. Now, I could say, oh, well, let's prescribe some homeopathic Rus toxicodendrum. Let's prescribe some homeopathic Ruda. How about some benzoicum acetum? These are all homeopathic medicines that I'll get to that call in a moment, Tom. But we talk about different remedies that can help accumulate or gather the toxic poisons, the metabolic waste as such, that basically then need to be carried out through the bloodstream to the liver for transformation. Sometimes it's as simple as uric acid, a metabolic waste product of animal protein or certain protein digestion. During the breakdown process, the uric acid accumulates and it is not detoxified adequately by the liver. It remains circulating, and that's an inflammatory waste product. And that can also exacerbate ongoing inflammatory problems, including carpal tunnel. There can be attacks and inflammation on the nerves as well. And so we want to increase our essential fatty acids, our EPA, DHA, omega-3 fats, whether it be from flax, from hemp, from fish, wherever you can get it, ramp it up. You will reduce that pain and inflammation. But we have to detoxify the liver. We have to detoxify the cells. Therefore, increase whole food selenium. Get it from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Increase glutathione production. Those of you who are non-vegetarian, by all means, do the One World Way product. And it'll increase that, and that'll also increase detox pathways. Do coffee enemas, whatever you got to do. But clear the pathways of elimination. Open up the pathways out of the body and watch the carpal tunnel. Watch the Achilles areas of the body diminishing their pain and inflammation. Now we have a call, Bob from Michigan. And, Bob, I appreciate you calling from Michigan because I've been wondering what the heck is going on up there in Michigan with all, like, the attacks on Godboldo, the attacks on people that want to, you know, grow food in their front yard. And there's some strange stuff happening in Michigan. But Bob just dropped. Maybe he'll call back and you'll let me know. I think if I'm understanding correctly, Tom, you wanted to know if I was really angry or this angry. Tom, what do you think? Well, I think the emotions, I'm not saying they get the best of me, but it's kind of like a catharsis, honestly, the Robert Scott Bell Show. I get into a point where I can just let go, and it is therapy for me. So if I am mentally ill, the method, or let's say the healing of my madness, is simply to unleash that which needs to be unleashed, that which the old media will not cover in any way that empowers people to see through not only the madness, but the insanity of the pharmaceuticalization of all life and the fact that the government is the greatest threat to health, freedom, and liberty, and that the government is the enabling partner, so to speak, of the medical monopoly, that without government monopoly, there could be no pharmaceutical industrial complex. And so am I the Mad Hatter of health? No, because I don't do mercury. I detoxified that long ago, Tom. It's a good try, though. Mad Hatters, of course, related to the felt that had mercury they utilized when they made the hats. And, of course, here I acknowledged this week Mercury-Free Dentistry Week. We want to pull the mercury out of the teeth of everybody everywhere. We want to pull the mercury out of vaccines everywhere. Even though I'm not a supporter of vaccines, if you're going to do it, make sure that they are free of the mercury. And we'll talk about the aluminum because there's a big to-do that's coming out that may have linked the aluminum, the adjuvant, the hyperstimulating adjuvant in vaccines to genetically modified viruses. Yeah, now this is going to come out likely tomorrow. I'm not giving you any more information on that, but we may be able to reveal that on Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those of you who listen through Natural News Radio with Dr. Rashid Bitar, which would be cool. And by the way, anybody wants to call in today, you still have an opportunity at 800-259-5791. Does my anger bother you? Does my anger bother you? That's okay. That's, and you know, by the way, the greatest remedy if you're too angry. And if you think I am, send me some stramonium. Send me some homeopathic stramonium. I can't, and I don't want to contain myself. In fact, I'm not asking you to contain yourself. If you're mad as hell and you don't want to take it anymore, you do like the movie network. Yell out the window if it makes you feel better. But there are a lot of people that say, oh, no, you have to be all airy-fairy spiritual. You can't have an emotion. Of course, that is how they diagnose all children in government education centers, indoctrination centers, as having attention deficit hyperactivity disorder because they disrupt the classroom. Little Johnny and little Susie ask too many questions. You can't ask that. Put him on a drug. And, of course, the local municipalities, these school systems, will get a kickback via the big pharma, big government, big media complex. It all plays together. Listen, we're going to rock the health world even more. Could it be possible? Is somebody angrier than me on the air than Bill Stanton? We're going to find out after the news break at the top of the hour. I want to thank you for being here on GCN Live, my Robert Scott Bell Show weekly endeavor into health, freedom, and liberty. We've got the Daily Show happening, but we got another hour. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more powerful healing. In fact, all I got to remind you in the meantime is what? The power to heal is yours. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.